Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad, get a pen if you're able. Call a friend and call a neighbor. Let them know we're getting ready to study the Holy Word of God. I give you a lot of scriptures because the Bible said no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. When we preach the Word of God, we're supposed to preach it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. That's why I let the Bible teach the lesson. I give you the scripture, then I give you confirming scriptures to show you that the scripture is saying what it's saying. Amen. And anytime someone give you a scripture and tell you what it's saying and don't give you other scriptures to prove that's what it's saying, then that may not be what God is saying. Amen. So that's why I won't encourage you always to get a pen, a notepad, and your Bible. And if you're not able to do it while you're listening, go to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. We'll call that again at the end of the broadcast. We have a lot of teaching on there that you can go and tap into absolutely free. The scripture tell us that freely we have received and freely we give. We trust that God will touch hearts to support the truth of the Word of God. I don't believe a ministry should beg or make the people merchandise. Amen. Jesus ran people out of the temple for merchandising the things of God. And so that's why we make the Word of God absolutely free. Amen. You'll never hear us begging for money. You'll never hear us merchandising the Word of God. And again, the Bible said freely we have received, freely we give. I believe God's big enough to support His Word, and we have done a great job by the Holy Ghost. We're getting the Word of God out. We've been in several different countries preaching. We've been on 7 to 10 different states and 10 different radio stations, and we have majored on not asking for money and not making the gospel, amen, a merchandising gospel. It is time for Jesus Christ to chase the money changers out of the church again. Glory to God. So I want to go encourage you to go to the website for as much free teaching as you like. Amen. And you can be blessed by the Word of God. Before we go into part 3 today of the message entitled How to Cease from Sin, I want to give you some scriptures leading up to the rest of the message. There's a lot of teaching in the body of Christ regarding all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that is a fact that we all have sinned. But I believe we preach that so much that we've never taken the time to look to the other side and look at the benefit of the blood of Jesus Christ, the true cross, the true preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ, the true preaching of the grace of God, because the grace of God teach you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. Any grace that says it just covers sin, you're still righteous when you sin, it is a perversion of the true grace of God. Any cross message that say just simply believe in what He did for you is a joke and is a lie. The Bible said the devils believe. You have to walk like Jesus walked. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, if we say we abide in Him, we ought to walk even as He walked. So if we're going to preach the cross and the blood and the grace of God from the right perspective, we're going to have to preach it from a sin-free perspective. The Bible said you can live a life without sin. I want to show you that there are scriptures all over the Bible that prove that you can repent from sin and you can live holy all the way up until the trumpet blow. You don't have to return to sin. So these doctrines that say all going to sin and we can't cease from sinning, no such thing as sinless perfection. Whenever you hear statements like that, that is an antichrist message. Christ wouldn't send no one to preach that to the bride of Christ. Galatians 2 verse 17, the Bible said, is Christ the minister of sin? The answer is God forbid. Amen. God would never send a preacher and inspire a preacher to preach that to the bride of Christ. That is an antichrist message. It is a lie. And we are just confronting that lie. True apostles come to bring correction. And the correction we bring is to the message that was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. And I want to show you in the scriptures that not only are we forgiven of sin, but we can be completely free from sin. Amen. And we can live the rest of our life in righteousness and holiness until Jesus comes. Now, let me quote a couple of scriptures to you before I get started on the rest of the verses. In St. Luke chapter 1, verse 74 and 75, the Bible clearly says that he delivered us from the hand of the enemy that we might serve the Lord without fear in righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. Now, if someone say you can't live this way all the days of your life, then they are really minimizing what Jesus did on the cross. The Bible teaches that Jesus came to save us from our sin. He came to deliver us from our sins. He came to destroy our sins. He came to save us from our sin. And now the message overall in the churches, nobody can live without sinning. Well, I stopped by to tell you that that message didn't come from heaven. That message came from the demonic host. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1 that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Those are doctrines of devils. Whenever you hear someone say no such thing as sinless perfection, just tell them to be plain in what they're talking about. They are literally saying that there's no such thing as holiness, because holiness is just simply living a righteous life. Holiness is simply living without sin in your life. Amen. And the Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So instead of using deep words like no such thing as sinless perfection, just go on and say no one holy. And if you do, then people are beginning to realize that that's a lie. That didn't come from the scriptures. And you know, it surely didn't come from the scripture. Those are doctrines of men inspired by demons. And then there's a popular doctrine in the body of Christ that says, well, God, the word just says don't let it rule or reign, or don't let it dominate. No, that's a lie too, because all you're simply saying in that doctrine is that we can sin a little, but as long as you don't let it rule, reign, or dominate, or don't do the lifestyle of sin. Now, you may be out there listening to me wondering why I'm talking about all of this, but these are doctrines in the church, and they've been in the church for several decades, and this is what has caused the falling away from the truth. But I come to be a voice in the wilderness to say the word of God is true, that we can be holy just like God. We can live the rest of our days without sin. Romans 6 and verse 1, it says that, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? When you got saved, the Bible said the glory of God was returned, and now we're supposed to move from glory to glory, not from glory to sin. And any deaf Greek definition that say it simply means that we're going to continually come short of God's glory, that definition is lying, because the scriptures say that how can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So I rather take the scripture over some Greek definition. And I know the Bible was written in Greek and Hebrew, but how many of y'all know the enemy is slick, and he'll come up with definitions and he'll give us Greek and Hebrew that's not even compatible when the scripture was written. I rather take the scripture. The scripture said we can cease sinning. Now I want to take you to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1, and I want you to listen to it good, because I'm teaching that you can repent from sin and you can live a holy life all the way to Jesus come. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, that's what it's talking about. It says, and I pray God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 11 down to verse 14 verifies and confirms it. It says that we have to be blameless. We have to be found blameless and without spot when the Lord returns. That's the way we're going to have to be living. Now, that means we can live like that. But if we take the doctrines that's in the church and believe them and keep rehearsing them and declare nobody's perfect, no such thing as sinless perfection, no one can live without sin, no one can stop sinning, well, let's go to the scripture. And perfect just simply means to be as Jesus Christ. Luke 6 verse 40. So we need to go to the scripture and let the scripture silence all of these doctrines. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1. Look at what it says. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You can cease from sin. Glory to God. And it's called suffering in the flesh. And when you study that out, he's simply talking about self-denial. Jesus said, except you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. Sin is selfish. Sin is prideful. And if we don't put down ourselves, if we don't deny ourselves, yes, we will continue to sin. But if you deny yourself and suffer for righteousness' sake, you will cease sinning. Look at the next verse, verse 2. It says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You can cease sinning and never sin again. Now, this is the part of the gospel that haven't been preached because we focus so much on the other side of it. Amen. Yes, all have sinned, but all don't have to keep sinning. And that's why Jesus died. And that's the true message of the cross. Now, I'm going to give you some more verses you can look at. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 down to verse 6. Amen. And I want you to look at it. And it talks about being pure, but he's talking about being pure even as he is pure. He's not talking about believing you're pure, believing in what he did for you. He's not talking about assuming that you're pure, talking about you're righteous while you're sinning. No, if you sin, the Bible says you're of your father, the devil. Glory to God. And we don't need to be of the devil. We need to stay of the Father. The Bible says if you abide in him, you won't sin. So in order to sin, you got to get out of the abiding of Christ. But let's look at 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 3. It says, and every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself. That's the problem. People don't want to purify themselves. People don't want to see sinning. And when you want to sin, you're going to come up with doctrines to help support sin. Amen. But the Bible says you can cease from sinning. Let's start again. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself. Now watch this. Even as he is pure. He's saying purity, it means being pure like Jesus Christ. So you, this is not assuming you're pure. This is not just believing in what he did for you on Calvary, saying you're pure and you got sin. No, he's saying being pure even as he is pure. Let's keep reading. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Okay, there's no sin in Jesus. And the Bible just told us in verse 3 that we need to purify ourselves even as he is pure. If we purify ourselves even as he is pure, that means no sin. Glory to God. So how can we come up with a doctrine that everybody gonna sin? Nobody can see sin, and no such thing as sinless perfection. No, these are lies that came from hell that been in the church a long time, and now the word of God is calling them out. Glory to God. Now look at verse 6. It says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. The problem is you taking your heart and your mind and your imagination, the soul, you taking it and vacillating out of the spirit. And that's why you sinning. But you can't sin if you stay abiding in him. The Bible says in Galatians 5 verse 16, this I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, which is sin. He calls 17 lust of the flesh. And then he said, like of the which. In other words, if you walk in the spirit, you won't do anything like this and you'll be pure like Jesus Christ. The Bible says, 1 Peter 2 verse 21 and 22, it says, even hereunto were you called, that Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example. Now watch this, that we should follow his steps, who did no sin. So if you're going to be pure, you got to be pure like him. And to think that you can't do that is to belittle the true gospel, the true word of God. Verse 7 says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous, not calling yourself righteous, but righteous even as he is righteous. And you go to Matthew's chapter 5 verse 16 through 20, the Bible said we should let our light shine, and it says that except our righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, the Bible said we shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. We got to rid ourselves of the sin and the sin gospels in the church. if we want to go to heaven. And what Jesus said in Matthew's chapter 5, in Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John, is for the church today, because in the Great Commission, he told the apostles, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Now, again, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 to 20, Jesus said, except your righteousness, not his righteousness, but except yours. He done made you righteous. Now, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's go into the rest of the message and let's get ready for the coming of the Lord. God bless you.
Okay, why should we stop sinning? Revelation. Then I'm going to close with how to cease from sin, and I think I've already told you. Revelation 22:11. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his works, according as his work shall be. God going to reward us by this right here. Whatever you died doing, there ain't no grace going to blot out what you did in your lifestyle, and God gonna judge according to his work. He ain't gonna take some dirty work and judge you with blessings. That is not that. You ought to know some preacher done twisted some now. He said according to his work, as his work shall be. Romans 2:6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds, his works. God gonna render to every one of us, every. Somebody say every.
Every.
Somebody say every. That mean every lasting one of us. There ain't no grace Christians exempt. There ain't no cross Christians exempt. The true cross and the true grace keep you from sin so you can answer God with a clear conscience. Who will render to every man according to his deeds. Romans 2 verse 11 through 12. For there is no respect of person with God. God don't care what your name is, how many millions you got, how big your church is, how much you claim you speak in tongues, how many times you've been born again. You really can't be born again but once. But you can be born again 20 times if you could. God ain't no respecter of person. The Bible said, for as many as have sinned without the law shall perish. Everybody say that.
Yeah.
You're going to perish without the law. And then, and law mean God's word. It don't necessarily mean the law of the old covenant. All of God's word is law. If God said do this, that's an established law.
Yes.
Law don't mean the old covenant law all the time. They got all kinds of laws. You never get away from laws in the universe, in the city, in the state. And you're not. Ain't nobody really lawless.
That's right.
They think they are. When they get caught, they're going to realize they're not lawless. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. God ain't joking. I'm telling you, this is the right message. This is the word. This is the Bible. It is sound doctrine. And the Bible said, preach it and reprove. I preach it with all authority. The Bible told me, reprove, rebuke, and exalt.
Yes.
With all authority. You say, who are you? This Bible say anybody that got the truth got the right to reprove, rebuke, and exalt. Any one of y'all got that same right. Because the Bible behind you. Next verse. Okay. He said, when I come, I got my reward with me, and I come quickly. Revelation 22:11. He that is when he come, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Now that's B. God said in the beginning, let there be light. Light was. Now God just said, let there be. If you holy, be holy. If you filthy, be filthy. You can't get past the B. If you die in sin, you can't get past where you died. Because the word done said, however you die, be. Why we should cease sinning. Here's why. Okay. Revelation 21:27. Now I call any preacher. There's a preacher. Preach. Don't tell me I can't go to heaven with sin. In other words, we all gonna sin. Turn right back around and preach a message. I'm believing God for my church to be out of debt. Debt free. No debt. You can believe to be debt free, but not sin free. That's an antichrist preacher and message. shame that you would preach sin, debt free, but not sin free. Jesus didn't come to die to make you debt free. He came to die to make you sin free. And once you get your sin taken care of, he'll bless you with some money. He didn't die for debt. Revelation 21:27. And thou shalt in no wise enter into it. Talking about that glorious city. Anything that defileth. If you defile, get it right. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Now people say, well, my name written in heaven. There was folks' name written in heaven that was taken out. The 12, the 70 apostles' name was written in heaven. And when they walked away from God, it was taken out. So don't think, oh, my name written in heaven, so I'm going. No, not if you're making a lie. Not if you defile. Okay, 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1, watch this. Why we should cease from sin. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Watch this. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. To an inheritance. Watch this. Why are we born again? Why did he die to get us out of sin? Because we've been born to an inheritance. Sister Cleo, we got an inheritance. Our father is rich. They ain't no trillionaire, billionaire, 100 millionaire can compare to him. There ain't nothing in this earth can compare to him. There ain't nothing in this earth. There ain't no words in the English language to describe, Tracy, who we are and what we have. There's our minds right now is finite and can't even comprehend. If you walk into that kingdom, holy, gonna blow your mind what God got waiting on you. And ain't no dirt in this world worth losing it. That Bible said to an inheritance, it is incorruptible, can't be corrupted. So why would he let a corruptible life come in and get hold to some incorruptible? It ain't going to happen. Them preachers done lied. My other pastor told me this. Your other pastor lied. To an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that faded not away, reserved for us in heaven. It ain't here on the earth. That's why a message that send you after the earth, a prophet is a prophet lie. If he not prophesying this. If he talking about natural thing, he's a prophet lie. This is a real prophet. This is a real apostle. This is a real preacher. Preaching, getting your heart bound up to God for this. Reserved for us in heaven, for you, are reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by God's power. God's power keep this. No, I'm keeping this for Deshondra. There ain't for nobody else. But this for Delisa. This for Curtis. This for Tammy. This for Elder. Come on now, God said, I'm keeping. No, no, no. He ain't letting no angel touch it. He ain't letting Gabriel touch it. Come on, somebody. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed. God, he said, I'm so excited about revealing this to you, AJ, because you stood and because you bore. Say with my word, I'm so ready to show you, Eric. I'm Jessica. Bless her too. Save her soul, Lord, in Jesus' name. He said, I'm ready. God is like a little child. Yeah, he can be a child. He can laugh. He can make you laugh. He's just like, I can't wait. Oh, they letting that dirt mess him up. I can't wait to show you this. This is for real. Wherein you greatly rejoice. Now, that's it. You can't get it if you die in sin. How to cease from sin. I done already told you. I'm going to give you the scriptures. You go study them. And I'm finished. Come on, huh? How to cease from sinning. First of all, I want you all to be convinced that we see in the scripture that we can cease from sin. It's in the Bible. So anybody in any preaching that tell us we can't, that preacher is lying. Because the scripture don't lie. Now, how to cease from sin? 1 Peter 1, 4 and verse 1. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. To cease from sin, you just got to make a choice after you're born again. I'm going to choose God's will over my will and over wrong. That's really what it boils down to. Now, if you're not willing to one day do that, and I hope it's soon, you are not willing to live with God forever. You don't deserve to live with him. You don't deserve the inheritance because you love sin more than you love God. And the Bible says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. The Bible said, Mark 8, verse 36 through 38, count the cost. People ought to count the cost before they claim I want to follow God. Count the cost. The cost is, let me tell you something. God is not going to give all of himself to you if you don't give all of yourself to him. Now, he'll bless you because he died for the just and the unjust. He reigned on the just and the unjust. He's good to the good and the bad, but that don't mean you're going to get all of him. He will not give you all of him unless you give him all of you. That's the truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Slip your hands up and thank God for the word. Say, Lord, bind my heart to the word of God. Bind me to the love of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. This is Apostle Lewis. Glory to God. I thank you for tuning in. And I want you to take the scriptures to heart that even though we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, when we got saved, we was delivered from sin. And the Bible said the glory of the Lord has been returned. And now we can move from glory to glory, from faith to faith. We don't have to move from glory to sin. And any definition or anybody trying to say you can't stop sinning, that message is an Antichrist message and it didn't come from heaven. Glory to God. You can cease sinning for the rest of your life. Amen. And here's the scripture that confirms it. 1 Peter 4, 1 again says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You can cease sinning. Verse 2 says that you no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You can live in the will of God the rest of your life if you believe the scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to cause you to be led by the Spirit. The Bible said, Galatians 5, verse 16, this I say, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Bible said, when Jesus come, we got to be found spotless and without blame. According to 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. Glory to God. And another confirming verse is Luke chapter 1 verse 74 and 75, that he delivered us from the hand of the enemy that we might live in righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. So we can cease from sinning. To cease from sinning is simply self-denial. When you deny yourself and choose God over wrong and do that the rest of your life, you will be without sin. Glory to God. So this is Apostle Curtis Lewis. For more free teaching, I want you to go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. To call us, 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis, and see you on the next broadcast. Jesus love you.